Go with the quorum. Here we go. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Panorama Public Infrastructure Districts, numbers 1 through 5, this Tuesday, December 9th, 2025, at 1 p.m. We are holding the meeting at the offices of NorCal in South Jordan, Utah. Let's do a quick roll call for our meeting minutes today. My name is Tom Jolly, and I am District Counsel.
Shannon Bedard, District Counsel, Paralegal.
Jim Giles, Panorama District President.
Brian Flam, board member.
Ryan Campbell, Project Manager.
Jason Carroll, Accountant for the District.
Thank you. We're just going to follow our agenda that was sent out to the board. The first is a preliminary action item. Similar to prior meetings, for efficiency purposes, we want to combine districts 1 through 5 into this meeting. So to do so, do we have a motion approving combining and conducting a special meeting for all of the districts 1 through 5?
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting.
I second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our consent items. The first consent item is to approve the draft minutes of the November 4th, 2025 board meeting. Those minutes were provided in the board packet. Open it up to see if there are any questions on the minutes.
I had none.
Okay, if there are no questions, do we have a motion to adopt the minutes of the November 4th, 2025 board meeting?
I'll make a motion to approve the draft minutes of the November 4th, 2025 board meeting.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our second agenda consent item. This is to approve and ratify any payment applications and requests made since the last board meeting. This is required by the acquisition and reimbursement agreement. So do we have a motion to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting held on November 4th, 2025?
We're good with that, right? Even the first draw?
Yeah. All right. So a motion for this.
I'll make a motion to approve as stated.
I second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We're now going to move to our public hearing portions of the meeting to give the public an opportunity to comment on the budgets. But we do need a motion to open the public hearing portion of the meeting.
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The hearing is now open for public comment and questions. For the record, do we have any members of the
more buffer? I think Jay,
yeah, I think you can put it on mute there, Brian. Okay, so I want to make sure this gets on the record. Do we have any members of the general public participating on today's meeting who want to speak or give input concerning Panorama PID numbers 2 through 5 amended budgets for 2025? I can report that there are no members of the general public participating in person at the offices of NorCal. I do not see any members of the public participating via the Zoom link on this matter. So I think we can move to the next portion of our public hearing, which is to take public comment on the final, to approve final budgets for Panorama Infrastructure Districts 1 through 5 for 2026. Again, there are no members of the public here at NorCal participating on the meeting. I do not see members participating via the Zoom link. So we can entertain a motion to close the public hearing portion of the board meeting.
I'll make a motion to close the public comment portion of today's meeting.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. The public hearing portion of the meeting is now closed. Let's move to our action items. First action item is to consider accepting the Q3 financial statements for calendar year 2025. I'm going to turn the time over to Jason. CLA.
Since the bonds were just issued, there was no activity prior to that, so there are no financial statements, Tom.
Oh, okay. I thought that's my bad for putting it on the agenda. Should have caught that. So let's now move to our second action item, which is to consider adoption of Resolution 2025-11. This is a resolution adopting the amended final operating and capital budgets for calendar year 2025 for districts numbers 2 through 5. We did adopt, as you'll recall, the tentative amended budgets on November 4th. I'm going to turn the time over to Jason to answer any questions the board may have.
And I'll simply state that, yeah, there was no original budgets filed for 2025 for districts 2 through 5. And this just handles that from an administrative perspective. There's zero activity budgeted in 2025 for districts 2 through 5. Happy to answer any questions.
I have no questions.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving the final amended budgets for Panorama Public Infrastructure Districts numbers 2 through 5 for 2025?
I will make a motion to approve as stated.
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to our third action item. This is consider adoption of Resolution 2025-12. This is a resolution adopting the final operating budgets for 2026 for all 5 of the districts. Again, I'm going to turn the time over to Jason, CLA, to answer any questions.
And these budgets are identical to what was submitted previously, so there have been no changes. Districts 2 through 5 are all showing as zero budgets for 2026. And District 1 has a budget for the general fund of $51,000 to fund administrative and operational costs. For the debt service fund has a $543,000 budget, which anticipates payments on the Series 2025 bonds. And then for the capital project fund has appropriated $20 million really to for the cost of infrastructure and the reimbursement of the developer of that infrastructure cost. So happy to answer other questions that the board may have.
Jason, is that Series A and B with that 20?
Yeah, there's only payments that'll be made on the Series 2025 A bonds, I believe, in next year.
Okay. I have no
any further questions. Okay, do we have a motion approving the final 2026 budgets for Panorama Public Infrastructure Districts 1 through 5?
I motion to approve as stated.
I second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We're now going to move to action item number 4, which is to consider authorizing the district chair to consider proposals from audit firms for 2025 and authorize the district chair to sign. Jim or Jason, I'm not sure. And since the districts were existing in 2025, the bonds closed in 2025, I'm assuming there has to be an audit, right?
That's correct. There does have to be an audit in 2026 for 2025's books.
Okay. So what we're proposing here is to approach these three firms that Jason has up on the board to get proposals to provide auditing services, and then authorizing the district chair to select one and sign their engagement agreement.
That's
And
great.
we do have
Yes.
the proposals here. It's three firms that we've screened and we've worked with that we think are experts in governmental accounting, have experience with districts like this or similar. The lowest bidder is HBME. And I know that you work with Haney on another set of clients. And so I'm not sure if there's a preference from the board, but the low bid is HBME at $8,500.
My only question is, this makes more sense going forward, and I know we've got to require it, and it's not the end of the world, but it just seems like a lot based on there's really nothing to audit.
I appreciate that, and it's a covenant under the bond documents that requires an audit. So,
No, and I'm not debating the audit. I'm just wondering if they understand the scope that the amount of time to do the audit is going to be like quite
minimal.
quick.
I appreciate that. We can kind of follow up with them again, make sure that they understand that the transaction. You know, the amount of transactions. Honestly, going forward, this is a much bigger transaction than anything else that we'll have, like, other than that we'll have the draws on the bonds. But if you'd like us to circle back with HBMA or others with that point to, pardon me, to negotiate the fee, be happy to do that.
Is this fee pretty typical for a full year's audit?
It is. This is kind of where they're coming in and at when they're bidding on these types of organizations, whether they've had a bond issue or not. This is where we're seeing the fees at.
That's kind of what I
And
figured.
that's what
I'd
that's what
rather
they should.
stick with the same group so that we, over time our in-house accounting team and stuff can sync up better when they're doing the audits when it's the same group. So I'd prefer Haney and Company. Unless Jim, you see something different.
No, I'm fine with it. I do think we should ask them about a reduction, though. If this is the fee for a full year and we've got a couple months worth with very few transactions, it doesn't seem like it would take them very long.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's not the end of the world, but I think it would be worth an ask because I it, end of the day, it's right now funding for not a whole lot of dot a lot to do, so.
Okay, so
I think it's
let's.
prudent to at least ask.
Okay, so let's do this. Jason, if you and or Shelby can contact Haney and Company and see what, let them know about the scope of the audit. They are doing another big project for DAI Firefly. So maybe they're willing to quote a lower fee. So I think we can still do a motion today to authorize the district chair to request a revised proposal from Haney and Company, and then authorize the district chair to sign it if they come back with a price that the board will approve. So can we have that
Great.
motion submitted?
This is Brian. I'll make the motion to engage with Haney and the chair to be able to sign that up and move forward either way.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
And just for
Thank
the
you.
record, Tom, I've got that as part of my notes that we'll follow up and talk to them before we ask them for an engagement letter and clarify the scope.
Perfect. Thanks, Jason. And you and Shelby can communicate directly with Brian and Jim as well to work through that. But we appreciate your efforts. So I can't remember, did we get the motion approved? Okay, so the motion did pass by quorum. And we're now going to move to our fifth action item, which is to consider an engagement agreement from UrCal to provide district council services for to the districts for 2026. This agreement was put in your board packet and that. Open the question or open it up for any questions from the board.
I don't have any questions.
I don't have any questions either. I make a motion to approve the engagement with UrCal.
All in favor, excuse me, do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Let's move to sixth action item. This is the renewal for CLA for 2026 for district count services. Their SOW was provided in the board packet. I'm going to open it up to see if there are any questions, and Jason's here to answer them.
No questions.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving the SOW for CLA to provide district accounting services for 2026?
I make a motion as stated.
Do we have a second? Do we have a second?
I'll second it. Sorry, let me.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. Excuse me. Moving to our final action item, this is the approval of the tentative district board meeting calendar for 2026. The board did receive this in its packet. Are there any questions that we can answer?
Yes.
No questions for me.
No questions for me.
Okay. Do we have a motion approving the 2026 proposed board calendar for the districts?
I motion to approve as stated.
I second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Love it. It's got shoulder stats.
Thank you. Motion passes by quorum of the board. We'll move to our administrative non-action items. We don't have any for purposes of today's meeting. So we can entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn the meeting.
Yeah. I'll second it.
All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Appreciate Thank you. Motion passes by quorum, and we stand adjourned.